Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dope.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game, you a lady. We a drink a grill tonight. Can you keep a loose one, baby? Give it if it takes all night.
Ooh-wee.
All right, everybody. What's up? God damn it. You know this is the Rosebud Show. You know, I ain't never going to be bullshitting. I ain't going to never talk no bullshit. I'm always have shit to say about any subject. And I will say it. But I'm really here for you. Excuse me. You can contact me at AskRosebud@gmail.com. Or you can follow me at Mr. Rosebud on Twitter. Check my site out too, AskRosebud.com, where you can find them goddamn keys to whatever you're trying to do if it's concerning a woman. I don't know, man. Since I've become a professor, I just feel everything has to really be pertinent. Every goddamn thing I talk about has to be pertinent to something that's going on with men. Hey, you guys, don't sleep on my motherfucking MP3 files at CD, baby, my book, American Pimp. I'm going to go to the Bay Area probably Thursday, and I'm starting recording Thaddeus, Single Mothers, and Time Will Tell. I might not get all them done in the time that I'm going to be up there, so I'll probably have to go back if I don't, but I want to get them all done. But those are going to be my next audiobooks. And I'm thinking about accepting this offer I got from Thiz Entertainment. They out of my hometown. They want to support a brother. Man, them cats is dope. My nephew going to hook me up, of course. I don't know them brothers. I do know them. Actually, I don't know them. I know their parents. You know what makes that fucking audio, the MP3 files of American Pimp so dope? It's just, if you was reading the book, you would have questions. But listening to it, you actually have questions as you hear it. But your questions are actually put in perspective as you listen to it. And the perspective is really guided by them damn rules I developed. 27 rules to becoming a master player. Shit, those rules always came to me after, you know, some shit was going on that I was involved in. And, you know, about this game. And some kind of way I was having, whatever, issues with whoever. You know, I got Invention Man 1 and 2, American Pimp 1 and 2. Thaddeus Goddamn, Time Will Tell, Fears, shit, I can't even think, man, I got so many books out now, man, just support me, that's all I ask. 734, what's up?
What's up, Uncle Bud?
what's happening with
you? Romy. It's
Romeo, what's
man.
Up? What's happening?
Man. I ain't want shit, man. I'm just calling in. You know, I was over here jonesing, man. I had to call in and get me a dose of this dope, man, real quick.
Hey, bro, stay on the line, cause I mean, not on the line, but stay on, listen, cause this gonna be a dope as soon as I get involved. I'm warming up right now. You got anything you wanna add?
Not right now, man. Just put me back in. I'm all ears.
All right, brother, for sure. Okay. Now, you know, the call-in number, 657-383-0809. Call in, punch one. Whatever question you got, you know I'm going to fucking answer it. And I just want you guys to roll with me. Shit. If you have questions, you know, for me directly relating to whatever you need, some coaching on or whatever, I love to talk. But we can do all the talking on the broadcasts that I be having. When I be coaching, I be wanting specific things in a particular area. And what I'm really saying is I don't want none of you to get the impression that I don't want to speak with you because you ain't interested in being a pimp. Because, God damn it, I do want to speak to you. I ain't even interested in being a pimp. I want to talk about what makes any man desirable to women. I got all kinds of shit. I got an ABP principle. I got alpha male rules. I got all kinds of shit that I live by. I don't, you know, necessarily know what you live by. But tonight, I'm just going to be talking about the right things to do in the game of life. And I'm going to start off with a question. Do any of you know what autonomy means? Press one right quick. I'm going to give you 15 seconds. And if you don't, I'm going to tell you. But you guys should know shit like this. Well, what I'm saying is this, is what I've been talking about. Uh-oh, 347. Uh-oh, shit, 713, hold on. 347, autonomy. What's up, man?
What's going on, Rose? But autonomy means full and absolute control.
All right, hold on, this is Leslie Cherry.
Correct,
713, what's up?
Yeah, this is Dave, this is what he said, but governing yourself, self-governing yourself, that's what autonomy means, autonomy, self-control,
autonomy,
governing yourself.
Autonomy consists of both of you guys,
yes.
What you said, but Dave, your answer is more closer to exact. It is independent. It is, you know, controlling yourself, but it's also having the ability to self-govern you and whatever's around you. You know, my point and why I asked about it, let me put both of y'all back in first. That was good shit. Hey, and God dang, you see both of them motherfuckers in SWU. God damn it, SWU ain't no joke. You guys need to be autonomous, and you need to understand, you know what? God damn it. I should have brought the opposite. The word. Hey, if one of you guys know what the opposite of autonomy is, get off and come back on, because what we need to start talking about, shit, I'm looking it up tonight. We need to start talking about the opposite of autonomy. Autonomy, because that's where you guys are. You want to become autonomous. You want to be independent. But you want your independence to be based on the self-governing that you do, which self-governing simply means you have boundaries. As long as you're, come on, Dave, with your good scholastic head. Well, oh, wait a minute. What the fuck? I ain't getting it. Oh, there you go. What's up, Dave?
Yeah, the opposite of autonomy is heteronomy. Heteronomy.
Heteronomy?
Yes.
Hey, man, you know you got to get another fucking sticker for this, man. So make sure you give me your goddamn... Give me your goddamn address, man. Hit me on the email.
Go get us. Go get us.
You know it. You know it. Okay. So, heteronomy. you guys are very heteronomous. And if you don't actually gain control of yourself so that you can be autonomous, you're going to get like a, I'm maybe exaggerating when I say 30 feet, but you're going to have a 30 feet circle, and that's all you can do. That's as far as you can go. 347, what's up?
Yeah, I was going to say subservient is another word you can use that
I don't, listen, Leslie Cherry. Want words. I wanted the opposite of autonomy.
Subservient.
And I got that. Hey, heteronomy. Heteronomy is the opposite. That is the word that I was looking for. So don't be calling me talking about replacement words. That's what all you motherfuckers do. I hate that shit. Ain't nobody ask you for no replacement word. Now, the reason I'm talking about this is exactly what just happened. You guys need it. You need it because it takes discipline to be autonomous. Autonomous, or however you say the fucking word. You guys don't have no discipline. You don't give a damn. You just gonna do shit because you want to do it. So if that's the case, do it like you want to do it. Who cares if it's fucked up and it's wrong and you ain't getting none of the benefit of it? You want to change shit up. Fuck. In motherfucking way. We got to address the real problems that we face with. You know, we didn't take in the time to get to know ourselves a little, some of you. At least we should have. In truth, that's where the big separation comes, because most of us get to know ourselves only as well as we can lie. Because a lot of motherfuckers don't tell themselves the truth. And when we ain't afraid or ashamed to admit and accept that we want growth, that's when the truth starts helping you. We got to identify what the most important things in manhood is. And that's how you deal with your everyday occurrences. There is no other place where you're going to get what you going to get tonight. Well, you can get this and more at SWU. But what I'm saying is, I'm going to tell you some real shit. And I know I've been telling you some real shit in the past weeks. So I guess in reality, I ain't got to tell you I'm going to tell you some real shit, because you already know it. You see, the things I talk about teach growth. I don't care if I'm a shit talker. That's me. That's the way I am. Get past it. I don't care if I be bragging or whatever the fuck. That's me. Get past it. Because I lace you with real game every day. And I mean, every time I come home and you don't pay me. So I think I should pay myself. And my reward or my payment is fucking talking shit. I don't want to be no motherfucking robot. And I don't want you motherfuckers to be a robot and just do what I say. I want you to be able to determine for your goddamn self what the best action to take is when shit happens. In real time. I ain't talking about here today, Monday, and some shit happened, and you going to wait till Thursday so you can call in here and ask me what you should do. Man, them motherfuckers, if it's 12 motherfuckers in the group at SWU and you ask some goddamn shit like that, You're going to get 12 ways to handle it, 12 distinct ways to handle it. Then they're going to ask you, why the fuck is you asking some shit like that? Because that's normal. Hey, it's not normal. It's automatic. And if for the guys, is that SW and it ain't automatic, it's just not automatic yet. It's going to be automatic. Because I'm going to be fucking with you. Shit. I ain't let you not make it automatic. How do you fucking react when you out and somebody step on your goddamn toe? Now, I don't mean literally step on your toe. I'm saying, you know, they just said some shit that you don't like and you know, take offense to it. Some may go in your way. You know, a lot of you motherfuckers don't realize that you get upset in these instances because you don't have no fucking principles. And you don't get upset for what they did or what happened. You get upset because you don't really know how to handle it and stand tall. See, the way you react to everyday problems are genuine precursors or indicators to how your ass will react to problems in life. You see, you're going to have all kinds of petty little problems that you're going to have to deal with in life. From the littlest to the largest. But each one of them, you got to stay within the boundaries of what your ass is trying to become in order to successfully deal with these problems, or they're going to deal with you. If you leave or go outside your boundaries just to handle or just to talk or just to get whatever, believe me, you're going to have problems. You have to understand. The stuff I talk about is not futuristic type things. They're future to you because you don't think. I think some of you may mistakenly believe, think you have to live a double life in order to be a real man. I guess in a way, you can look at it like that if one of them was past and one of them is present, because you can't live that type of double life in real time. The only way you can live that type of life in real time is if you're fantasizing, which is what you guys do. You drive down the street and see baby, and you fantasize for the next two blocks about what you would have did, what you should have did if you was going the other way. Woo, woo, woo. So, at first, I can see you thinking that you have to act, you know, in quotes. You got to act like you're an alpha man. You know, I can see you thinking that. Which means at times you are, and at other times you are not alpha. Now, that's the wrong way to see what you're trying to do. And we're going to correct that shit tonight, too. I mean, for those of you that can listen and gather these crumbs and feel as if that problem has been corrected. Because I'm going to drop bombs. You can't ever actually do what I'm saying. But you do have to realize that at one point, this acting you're doing, when you do have to act alpha sometimes, it should become you. That's why you have to act like you are alpha in every damn thing you do until it is you. And that plateau that I was saying you can't reach a minute ago is the alpha dome. Otherwise, what I'm saying, you can't reach that plateau unless you give in to your own thoughts in each situation you get into. You have to surrender your damn thoughts to whatever this situation is. Excuse me. You got to surrender your actions in this situation to whatever your thoughts are about it. You just have to be able to take the risk of being wrong. And at the same time, you have to not give a damn if you are wrong. See, that's like hard for you to do because you've grown up believing to do something wrong, you lose or it's bad. It isn't. And you ain't going to know that until you get your ass in the streets because when you do something wrong, all you do is learn how to correct it. How else the fuck are you going to learn how to correct this shit unless you fuck some shit up? You scary motherfuckers. That's why. Wait a minute. I was going to go out. I ain't going to do that. I ain't going to do that. See, what I'm saying right now is just important for a blooming alpha dog to realize. You just gotta always realize the real you is capable of recovering from any goddamn mistake you make. Or when you like err in judgment. It don't mean you can't stay down. You could be wrong as a motherfucker about what you thought to do. But if you got some game, you gonna understand that that's the day in the life. Stay down, nigga. You ain't gonna make that mistake no more. Your daily routines. I have dudes in my goddamn group asking me what is my daily routine. I have them, but I wish I would tell them. It ain't a secret. It's just like, what kind of shit is that you're gonna ask me what I do every day so you can do it every day? I know every one of you motherfuckers shit save the shower. And what you doing between that as far as getting ready, that's on you. That's all you need to know. Shit. Your daily routines all should include a way for you to check your awareness. You have to always be checking your awareness the moment you wake up. In the mornings, when you greet people at your job, there's a way to check your confidence. It's a way, it is as simple as the way you speak to your coworkers. Let's say every fucking morning you see Bob, and you see Greg and Margaret. And every goddamn morning you say, hi, Bob. Hey, Greg. What's going on, Margaret? This morning, purposely say, it sure is a good day to snare that big one, ain't it, Bob? And then say something to Greg. And then say something to Margaret. Different. No. That's too hard to fucking do. So, let's say you broke that pattern and you said something different. why can't you continue that all through the day? Doing and saying things that ain't nowhere near regular for you to do or say. And you know what you'll be doing? You'll be stretching out. You'll be learning how to see past what the fuck you've been looking at. You'll be seeing past what you normally do. At night, you know, when you go out, or even in the day, you know, when you get a little action. You know, even when you have an arsenal, then you use your arsenal and you regularly get action. You're supposed to change that motherfucker up. You don't want to get used to you and no goddamn one arsenal. I don't care how sharp it is. You're supposed to fucking change this lineup, that lineup, or the way you tell whatever the fuck you tell him. If he's making it in a statement, you got to turn it around and make it into a question. You can say the same thing, you can get the same action. But what you're doing is using your fucking head. Because that's all we do at SWU is think. That's the major distinction between SWU motherfuckers and goddamn you motherfuckers sitting up here being enjoying, got a can of popcorn or whatever the fuck and some soda, and you listen. Oh, bud, he talking shit too. Ooh, yeah, it's cool. Yeah. Them motherfuckers is on here from SWU. Ha! I know they just picking up shit that I'm all through what I'm busting down. Because that's what I did. I can't say all this at once. Them motherfuckers would have to be in school for 30 years to learn all the shit they gonna learn. But if them motherfuckers learn what they learning in SWU and they listening to this shit, both of my shows, hell. Okay, y'all already gotta believe it. What I'm saying is this. Don't get used to locking yourself into anything. That's what the power of this course, that's what it does for you. It makes you stretch out. It makes you see what works and don't depend on it. Make something else work because now you know how to make this work. So let me make that work. And when you get done, you're going to have this and that. Oh, my God. You're going to have two bullets. What about a motherfucker with six or seven bullets, eight bullets? See, most people tell you to think out of the box. But the course can't actually do it for you. The only thing the course can do is show you ways, and if you do the exercises, it's going to actually get in you what to do. But when they tell you to think out of the box, they're talking about the box that the regular citizens of the country think in. We don't fuck with that box. We're constructors, construction workers. We fucking create our own box that we want to stay in. Because staying in it makes us stay focused on blossoming into this damn alpha man we trying to be. When you create your own box, you're actually prepared for, or you're preparing for, the big problems that can be more serious. And that they don't happen regularly. Because even though a box only has four sides, you've got to know how to construct one. Can you imagine how many people thought that's what you would do to a house? It's only got six walls, you know, four sides in the roof. Come on. Shit. This is why the box we create is so important. You know, it's only a box. And This is why I separate myself from the other people that you listen to. Before I get into this, let me get 216. I see you, man. What's happening?
Yeah, yo, what up?
None.
Yeah, it's Handyman, Tony, Antonio.
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's up? I was listening to you, and I wanted to click in because what you're trying to teach them is you just said a box had four sides, but an alpha male, let's say, is 16 sides. Top,
okay.
Side, and bottom. So I'm just
going to
say that. You know, I love you, but
okay.
The dimensions of thinking is deeper than what you're trying to tell them is like, whatever you think is never wrong, just fix the solution. You have fixed me, and like I said, I don't want to play on this like I'm in a wheelchair, play a handicap, but I was born with cerebral palsy, and that's my living testimony that I'm going to get paid off of, so I'm not trying to feed that to people, but you have helped me. I remember crying on your show about my dad, my real dad, crying on your show about my dog dying and everything, and look at me now. I mean, that was like 3 years ago.
I remember when I gave you the course and your life started changing. Yeah, I know it's free, bro. You know, I don't want to put that out there
because that ain't nobody's business, but I want them to know you're not a con artist. You're a good person.
Man, I appreciate that, man. But in reality, he had, you know, some issues, but he, you know, man, shit ain't going to change. You know, he realized he's in this situation and tripping on it ain't gonna do nothing. You know, you may as well handle it. What's that?
You up with Mike? You told me about Mike Conception lifting weights with the railroad track stuff. I got a good mind, man, strong mind. Huh. You think I forgot about that? That's why you laughing.
That's exactly why I'm laughing, because I remember that. Let me tell you guys something. My man here was crying. And I was fortunate enough to come up when Mike Conception was, out there, you know, in them streets. They had left the gang banging along. He was already crippled. And he was Rolls Royce and he had a bunch of bitches. Woo woo. So here and there, we was bumping heads. You know, shit going on. But after we had got cool enough, the nigga invited me out to his house. So I go out to his house. I go out to this nigga's house. You ain't gonna believe this shit. I go out to this nigga's house, and he got the little wheelchair ramp, so I can, you know, walk around the ramp and go upstairs to the nigga's house. And the nigga working out. But I don't see the nigga, because he laying on this bench. And he got some big old motherfucking train wheels. This nigga had two train wheels on the bars. And he pushed that shit. And then he said, put a couple of more. Then he pushed that shit.
Yeah.
I'm talking about this nigga did that shit. Man, I was so fucking impressed, and I told that nigga, see, man, you a fucked up motherfucker. And he said, why is that, Rose, man? Because, man, you be fucking with a motherfucker talking about, come on, get in the car, and we can go from the shoulders. Nigga, you need to throw the nigga out the window and broke his neck and shit. If he comes sit in your car, you motherfucker. Boy, that nigga, Mike Conception, was a hog. Is a hog. He ain't
good. I just wanted to give you that testimony. I mean, I ain't disrespecting your radio show, but I'm
serious about
that.
No,
I
know you
are, man. Because you helped me. That was 2 years ago. Even Steve turned on me. I ain't gonna get into that right now, but he had a different technique, which when you
come on, man,
Steve,
I don't want to hear nothing about no motherfucking shit, man. Let
right,
me put you
right,
back
right.
in.
Put
you
on.
Tripping. All right, man, all right. Thanks. See, what I'm saying, man, what he just said is real. Because I ain't, man, I fucking care about money. Don't get me wrong. But that ain't just when motherfucker come to me and he tell me some real shit and he needs something, I'm coming through. I don't give a fuck. I'm coming through because God wanted me to come through. I wouldn't have heard it if he didn't want me to come through. But don't get me wrong. I shall put my scrutinizing scissors to work when I be hearing shit. But this motherfucker, a couple of other motherfuckers, they stood the scissors. I'm trying to cut what they saying up, and they ain't let me because they telling the truth. And then that's all I got to know, man. I'm going to come through, man. All my tools, the whole course, I don't give a fuck. Call in. We can kick it. I'll call you. Whoop. You know, I just don't want to hear you crying. I don't want to hear no crying shit. You understand? Because I know a motherfucker with one leg. I know a motherfucker with one eye. I know, you know, I know a motherfucker with half his ear off. Got some other, I know a motherfucker's face all burnt up. All them motherfuckers got bitches. Shit. So, I'm just saying. And that motherfucker believed it. And he went with it. See, the reason my shit will work like that, because I give the scientific, the psychological, and the sociological reasoning behind what I say. I'm able to do that because I've been formally trained. Prove it to yourself. Take this question to one of those motherfucking people you be listening to, taking advice from, and ask them, why is it important to create your own box to live in life? Now, that's an open-ended question. That even if they don't subscribe to it, they can see what you asking. But they're not going to be able to answer it. They're going to be taking, like a baseball player, they're going to slide because they're going to try to play it safe. Man, I'll run you over. I'm going to answer it right away. 6-8, 6-7-8, what's happening?
What's going on, real good? Hey,
So
about that box you were talking about, you know, everything in that box, things can happen. Like, you know, you might run into a bitch and you might be want to chop it up with her, or, you know, you're trying to figure out what should you say.
What's your question, man?
All right, yeah, my question is, well, really, I got a kind of like a, it's a question, but it's a situation that happened earlier today.
All right. Like, what is it?
So the situation was, I went to the mall, you know what I'm saying? I had just got paid, buy me some clothes, trying to get fly, boom. When I walk in the store, I seen a girl I went to school with back in the day, a long time ago. And she said, hey, what's up? You know, she recognized me with Roots, and we chopped it up and everything. She said, yeah, let me give you my number. So she gave me, I didn't ask for it, nothing like that. I was just trying to keep the shit and then just bounce because I'm in a whole other zone. So she wrote down her number. I got her number, and she told me to text her. So I texted her right when I left the store, and then she called me on her break. You know, we chopped it up and everything, woo-woo-woo. And then at the end of our conversation, because she had to go back to work, he said, we can link up. Maybe we can smoke, you know what I'm saying, catch up a little bit more and kick it. That's all.
Come on, man.
So, all right. So after she said she get off at 8. It's been like 9, almost 10. She still didn't hit me back. So my question is, when...
You take all this fucking time to ask me that goddamn shit?
I mean, I had to break down the scenario. You know what I'm saying?
Why, man? Why? What's the difference between this bitch not calling you back for whatever her reason is, and then some bitch not calling you back because she got ran over by a train, or some bitch not calling you back because the car she in don't have good reception? None of that shit matters. That's what's wrong with you guys. You sit there and wait 2 hours. Bitch, if I say call me at 8 o'clock and you don't call by 8:03, fuck you. I am not finna wait. And the only way I know is 2 hours is because a bitch called me 2 hours later explaining what the fuck kept her 2 hours. I don't care nothing about no goddamn bitch not calling me back. And your ass shouldn't either. What? Let me ask you something. Why the fuck did you care?
Because, shit, I mean, I want to link up with her. I mean, shit.
Why? Why? Everybody want to link up. Why?
So, shit, so I can... Fuck.
Hey, man. Hey, man. I'm telling you, bro. This is... I mean, I ain't saying this to you. But what I'm saying is this was wrong with you motherfuckers, man. You don't know anything about what you should be doing. All you know... is that you think about you got a dick and she got a pussy. And they supposed to interact. That's all you motherfuckers think. You don't think shit. You just proved it, caller. You know, well, I asked you why you want to link up with her. Yeah, that's what you're going to tell a bitch. You ain't got shit to tell her. So that's telling her all this motherfucker wants to do is fuck. And she might not want to fuck. She ain't seen you and I don't know when, and your ass can't talk to her 5-10 minutes and get her to want to fuck. No, I'm saying she want to smoke. Oh, yeah, man. Maybe I'll get some weed, man. Get over there and that weed can talk to her. Then that weed can make her get a little bit loose. And maybe that weed can make, you know, allow me to fuck her. Man, you guys are so fucking sick. What did you say when the bitch said you can smoke? We can hook up later and smoke.
I said, call me when you get off work.
Check this out, man. Boy, you guys killed me, but listen to me. You think you were a penny, and you think that bitch is worth $100. That's the value you put on yourself when you let a motherfucking bitch tell you that she can come over and y'all can smoke. You want to know why?
Why?
Because your fucking ass is completely ready to supply the weed, let her smoke it all up, hoping she gives you some pussy, and when she don't, you ain't going to think shit about it. And the bitch come to your goddamn house thinking my motherfucker time is pussy worth something, even if he don't get it. And they tell the bitch, I'm going to charge this motherfucker for even talking to me. She might not say it like that, but that's exactly what she's thinking. Because what is she coming to do? Listen, she didn't say, hey, man, I got some cold weed. I want to come over there and share it with you. That bitch didn't say that. Why? Because she took for granted you gonna automatically supply it. Why? Because she got a pussy. She got a value on her pussy, and goddamn it, dinner, whatever it is, she want it, and you motherfuckers give it up, and you don't get shit in return. Man, I wish I would do that. Man, I know how to get something from a motherfucking broad. Before I get any of that, y'all go tear the bush for me.
Hello, can you hear me?
734, you hear me?
Can you hear me? Okay, I can't hear you breaking up. All right, I was just going to say to that last caller, I could tell just by the shit he was saying, he don't have the course. Because if he had the course, he wouldn't have been saying that shit. And, huh?
Hey, no, hello? You're right. Let me tell you. Hold on, man. Let me put you off. Hey, let me tell you something, you guys. I don't know if you guys know this, but stop. Whether or not they have the course. Just like that caller could tell this, you don't have the course, do you, 678?
No, I don't. I want the course, though. I need it.
Let me ask you something, bro. If you wanted the food, would you keep wanting it or would you go eat?
I'll go eat.
Why the fuck you keep wanting this course?
Well, funds, man. I mean, my funds is not all the way there.
No. If it's funds, you can't do nothing about it. That's good. I mean, you know, when you cool, I'm here. But what I'm trying to tell you, bro, is this shit that I'm talking about is real. It's fire. It's real. And all the things you guys going, stay on here, 678, 73. Oh, that's Romeo. 216.
Yeah.
What's up, 216? Go ahead.
Yeah, your phone is breaking up real bad. It's Antonio. Your phone breaking up bad.
My phone?
Yeah, your internet service is breaking up real staticky.
Okay, hold on. Let me call in. Hold on, you guys. Okay. Hold on.
All right, you guys, you can hear me now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, loud and clear.
All right, good. I'm sorry about that. All right, now. Good. Hold on. Wait a minute. I want this motherfucker off, don't I?
Can you hear me now, Phil?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. Now I want to turn this up. Can you hear me now, Phil?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right. Who was I talking to? 216. Oh, that was Antonio telling me that. Okay, and Dave, you been to tell me the same thing?
Hold on 1 second. Hey, Professor, I was going to tell you that I've been hearing you the whole time just fine.
I thought so, man, but it's cool, man. Let's just go with this. All right, you guys. We bussing tonight. I love this shit. Hold on. Okay. I got a lot of y'all on. I don't know why y'all ain't asking questions, but it's cool. The box. Somebody was asking me about the box, but let me explain the box to you. The box is life. It's inclusive. You can't imagine. Damn it, I'm hearing some echo. Hold on, man. Let me turn this down. The fucking. I think. All right, can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, good. All right, let's see. Who said that? Where are you at? I don't even see you on here, do I?
All right,
who's that? Let's see. Oh, okay. That's 678. Oh, okay, man. The box. What I'm saying is the box is inclusive. It includes everything you could run into in life. And the reason you have to be able to design or construct this box is because you have to expand it on demand. You know, once you start living in this 4-inch square box, you know, and you learn enough knowledge to fill that box, you're going to have to construct a larger box, and you're going to have to do that without losing any of the information that you have that was in that smaller box. So once you open the corner to start building, you're going to have to really know what you're doing so that you don't lose anything. Now, the way you do that is keep the box closed, and you go outside the box and start fingering around, fooling around, trying to figure out what to do. And as you're doing that, start constructing some new boundaries. And before you know it, you have an outside perimeter, and all you got to do is go inside, tear down that perimeter, and you have a whole brand new perimeter. And what I'm saying, you continue to do that until that 4 inches turn into 4 miles, until it turned into 4 states, until it turned into 4 countries. Otherwise, it's a continuous growth process because you control the box. The box don't control you. You see that?
Yeah, I understand.
Hey, because if you don't control the box, you better believe that the box will control you. And the box, for most of you guys, is a comfort zone. Every one of you have this comfort zone. Man, I'd feel better if I was over here. The comfort zone there is you lying to yourself about what you would do. Guys, it's SWU, they don't get to do that. You know, because they're recording. And I'm going to be on them. And it's going to be dope when they finish. And they all say the same thing. God damn, I didn't even know I could do that. Hey, you didn't know it because you didn't learn it. But learning it and not keeping on doing it is going to be worse than not knowing. See, that's the catch-22 the motherfuckers in SWU is in. Once they get aware of this shit, they cannot do less than this shit demands because they're going to feel like punks. I designed it like that to make you feel like you ain't shit. Because you ain't shit. Because in reality, the ones that actually do it, they see it was shit to do. They was just scared to do it. Hey, that's life. That's how it go, bro. And that's what I'm about, trying to get you out of that shit, brother. That's me. Alright?
Got you.
You know it. Hey, 347. I still hear this fucking echo. Oh, I wonder what is that? Hold on a second, fellas. Let me see. Is it this? No, that's the internet. God damn it, I closed that off. Never mind. I ain't even worried about it. Okay, 347-949. What's up, man?
Nah, I was just calling in to tell you about that echo in the background. I don't know if you got the volume on your computer that's up that you're hearing yourself. I'm hearing a double.
Okay, well, I know that that has to do with the volume, but shit. I fucking turned my speakers off. I got the volume down on my computer speakers. That should take care of it, but I don't see it. There's something I ain't doing, man. But it's cool. I mean, just going to have to grow like this here. All right, bro. All right, man, thanks. Okay, but I really hate that shit, too, man. Let me see. What the fuck else is it that I can do here? No, that's not it. Okay, fuck it. But it sounds like it's my phone. Hold on. Maybe it's this phone. How do you turn this motherfucker down? Oh. Hey, let's see. Oh, yeah, I can still hear it anyway. Any fucking way, fuck all that. Listen to this. The answer to that question that I asked you is once you learn to live in a restricted world as far as your box, that you've created, and you live in it by the rules that you restricted yourself to stay in this box to live by. Now, if you do that, then it becomes an entire world, meaning you can step outside your box that you created, and you can mingle in other boxes without ever really leaving your box. Because even though you're outside the perimeter of your box, as you mingle outside, you may feel that you're unprotected, but you're just developing a new boundary. And it's gonna, if you stay, sometimes you get out there and get scared and turn around and go back. You back into your box. But when you out there and you see you've got new horizons, and you keep meeting and doing whatever it is these new horizons are making you need to do. Hold on a second. What, baby? Oh, I'm sorry. Whatever is making you need to do, then what happened is you're in full control of your life. because our box is magical for us. It turns wherever we're at to our world inside of our box. It doesn't matter where we're at. Understanding the proper way real men react is going to be a plus, you know, to your life's longevity. And it's going to be an attraction for any woman who's witnessing or hearing your position. Hold on, man. This must be my dogs. They must have let themselves in. Lena! Oh. What's that? What are you doing to them? They make too much noise? Lena, you can't walk. I mean, leave them alone until I'm done, please. I'm sorry, you guys. Okay. Now, you gotta understand the way dudes, real dudes, react. You know, and if you do, you'll be able to maintain. You have to already have this, but you'll be able to maintain this aura that attracts people around you. Now, I'm gonna tell you about something that I had the pleasure of experiencing in the game when I was out there. It's directly about the right thing to do. And I'm speaking about, excuse me, more than that, it's the right thing to do as a man. Now, in reality, the attitude of doing the right thing or the right thing to do in life in general when you're dealing with another man is the attitude that you should, you know, each one of you listening to this should adopt so that you can judge the gravity of things that you get involved in. Now, you got to understand that there's no sense in you killing me, then you going to jail for life, and the brawl is left out there to fuck another dude's life up. You kill me, you going to jail for life, and she's still out there. Come on. What I'm saying is, this episode happened to me in real life. And I had to practice the principle of not letting a woman become between two men. Now, I'm going to take it a little further and say for squares, pimps, all men, no two alpha men should allow a woman to come between them, especially if you're friends. But more so just as men. And gaining this confidence in my course is going to teach you that a woman's importance should pale against the importance of manhood. Now, you know my dog, Kay. You know, we was dogs and still are. We both lived by the principles of this motherfucking game we lived. And even though we talked hella different about some of the principles. Now, am I supposed to hold him or am I supposed to hold myself to my principles is the big question. And the answer is I'm supposed to hold myself only to my principles. Just because these are my principles, I'm not supposed to make you as my friend be obligated to them. If you respect them and agree with them, then we, you know, like that is cool. But my pops told me years ago, that it don't even matter what another motherfucker thinks. It only matter what you think and what you do concerning your principles. And I lived by that my entire life in the streets. And in the case of what I'm going to tell you about, the right thing to do in life is live true to what you profess. And I profess to not let a woman come between me and my pimp friend. Now, on the other hand, Tay had told me he didn't think like that. He definitely believed not to allow a brawl to come between him and his friend, but he also believed that, you know, pimps can have their friend's hoe as long as he pimped at her properly and the bitch chose. Now, the situation I'm talking about is a hoe came to Hollywood. She was looking for me.
and she ran in the tag. Now, she had been asking around for me, and Tay had heard about the bitch asking around, and, you know, the niggas was at her, you know, like they should have been. Bitch ain't got, can't be spared. So, you young-ass square pimps will be trying to pull a technicality about the hoe was asking for you. Otherwise, Tay ended up with the bitch. You know, and I could have pulled that tech, but that's such a weak tech. And it rarely would work. I would really not want to fall out with Tay. So, I know real peas know that the bitch may be asking for me, but she really looking for you. That's what a real pimp thing. So she ran into Tay and asked him, and he told her he had my number, and if she wanted him to, he would call me. This is a young bitch, man. So she jumped into that nigga's car. He rode around a few minutes stalling, getting at the bitch. And at this point, in my opinion, everything is cool, you know. This would happen afterwards that raised my eyebrows. Now, realizing he wasn't getting no action, he called me. He said, "Look, I got me one, and she wants to holler at you." And he handed the phone to the hoe. She said, "Hello." You know, the first thing you got to understand is that, you know, the nigga had never put a hoe on that he called on the phone with me before. And it just threw me off. And the second thing you got to understand is we was cool. That was my dog. And he knew I wasn't going to cross him. Otherwise, he knew I was going to cap on him. So I just said, "Damn, girl, you with the fries me in Hollywood. You may as well make the right choice." And I said that because that's how tight we was. I had no idea that the hoe wanted to be with me until a day or two later when she called me. The bitch told me she stole my number out of Tay's book and had to call me because she had came from Oakland to get with me. So I asked the bitch, why did she get with Tay if she came over here to get with me? And she explained what happened, which I didn't believe. Then I started thinking about how fucking strange it was that this nigga put this bitch on the phone. He never did no shit like that before. Then I realized I had been crossed by my partner. Oh, man, and I was really furious to tell you the fucking truth. I was mad as a motherfucker. What? Yeah, you know, I was a pimp, man. You know, I ain't finna, you know, be tripping with none of that shit any motherfucking way. At first, I wanted to confront Tay about this shit. But the pimp came to me and shed light on the situation. So I asked the hoe how old she was. She told me she had just made 16. I told her, "Bitch, I ain't fucking with no 16-year-old. If you want to stay with Tay, you can." Then I hung that bitch, hung up. Now, what you guys got to understand about the right thing to do in this type of instance, first of all, as a man, I wouldn't fuck with no young bro. But as a pimp, I wouldn't even be in the same car as an underage motherfucking bitch. Now, I was really upset at Tay. But you know what? Since it was my principles that was at stake, not my friendship with Tay, I decided to not say shit and kept rolling with the nigga as if nothing happened. Now, what you guys probably don't understand here is what Tay did is fully acceptable in a real pimp's life. Even if you're not a pimp, what are you going to do? You going to kill the fool for catching your woman? The right thing for both of you in this instance is to handle it like men. So the first thing you as a man is supposed to know is she knew she was looking for you. Or in my case, I knew she was looking for me. Now, even if a motherfucker do know that,
which one I'm supposed to care about she looking for me. The bitch supposed to care she looking for me, so she ain't supposed to be fucking with no other motherfucker, period. All right. So what I'm saying, we tell you, you know, all the time, we don't care if this got a man. So if the dude don't care if she has a man, does that mean the woman shouldn't care that she, you know, looking for me if that's the case? See, this is where a man with no principles about life would get angry and possibly trip out, want to fight a nigga, want to kill him. But most of you motherfuckers don't have principles. And you'll get mad or emotional in a situation like this. In this instance, you more likely will ignore your thoughts concerning your woman is really at fault. Because you then become emotional and you go, you know, react irrationally. If you only realize the value of my goddamn courses, you beat my door down trying to get them. It takes much more than what you guys have shown to be real men. It takes the same confidence that a cross-eyed, adopted, red-headed, Chinese stepchild needs to walk in public with his head held high in this goddamn country. Just because, you know, you have a bra don't mean that you a man. You have to go through making decisions based on the confidence you have in your knowledge of life, which is none. But, you know, you ain't got no goddamn confidence in yourself, so you won't be too successful in this type of situation. In the streets, if you, you know, turned out correctly, you gonna understand that the person who turns you off probably gonna be the first motherfucker to get your hoe. Part of his job is to teach you to detach your feelings from what the fuck happens in the game. That's what you young. Yeah, that's what you youngsters get. The real game. If you adopt some of this real pimp mentality, not necessarily pimp mentality, real man mentality, if you get off the computer and start getting in the motherfucking mix, you always do the right thing because that's what confidence teaches you to do. The right thing for me to do was to stick to the principle of not letting the bitch, no matter what, come between two motherfuckers like me and Tay. And respect is always best when served fresh and reciprocated. So after many years, when I brought it to Tay, we discussed it and he told me he knew it wasn't cool. And then he said, but I pimped on her young ass, bud. You see that black motherfucker? Yeah, that motherfucker came. He just had game, and he came with the only play he could have came, you know, in that instance. That was gonna make me have to chuckle, which is why I couldn't be mad at him. He told me he pimped. He didn't deny it. He didn't admit that he crossed me, but, you know, he pulled that card that allowed me to accept him having the pimp. He pulled the pimp card. They got pimped on the pimp, man. You know what the pimp card is, right? That's the nigga will and is supposed to have any bitch that will pay him, mine included. I learned that when I got the game. And I knew that when I met Tay. So how the fuck could I expect my pimp partner to go against the motherfucking grain for me? I'm saying, you guys would have thought of everything on the other tip so you could be mad at the nigga. See, and what you got to accept is that you can't pick and choose what parts of the life affects you. You can't only pick the good things to come your way. If you're going to be lying and then you're going to live this life
you got to be willing to accept all that goes with this goddamn life. Sometimes even dudes, you know, be coming at you funny. And it ain't got shit to do with a woman. You just got to be able to judge, you know, you got to be a quick judge of character. Because there's no way I'm going to take being cool to the extent of letting some motherfucker punk me off. So you got to be the kind of motherfucker who has thought of damn near crazy shit so you can be spontaneous when shit happens that you didn't expect. And this is the only fucking way you can be sure that you gonna do the right thing. This and having a set of nuts. Mind you, I didn't say nut. I said nuts, plural. If you have two nuts and you're standing on them, you're gonna find it much easier and much more pleasing whenever you witness yourself executing the right thing to do. All you gotta realize there's no learning what I'm speaking unless you qualify to learn it. You can't simply ask this stuff and expect to get the answers. You motherfucking gotta be able to digest and recall it all at the drop of a dime. And that's known as the DOAD. You can't teach the DOAD. Being able to do shit at the drop of a dime is one of the determining factors in whether or not you're going to be qualified to be taught something by this motherfucking game. You got to be able to get new information and automatically be able to make moves quickly with it. The sooner you realize everybody ain't qualified to do that shit, the better it's going to be for all of us. Shit. I know goddamn Magic Johnson could explain every goddamn thing about a no-look pass to me, but I would never be able to execute it correctly because I ain't no goddamn basketball player. It's the same with this life info that we talking about. The information we share is so important for you to know that it'll behoove you to just, you know, to listen to this show again over and over, and hopefully you can pick up some of these jewels that I'm dropping. You just have to be aware that when you have any goal, something is always going to get in front of you to dissuade you from accomplishing that goal. And this is especially true when that something is going to be empowering to you. But this is what makes it so damn important to follow through with your pursuit, because that's what life is. Life is a continuous pursuit. 254, what's happening?
What's happening, Rosebud? How you doing?
I'm good, bro.
Hey, this is Big Steve from Chen. Now, if you don't mind, I'd like to add something of what you're saying.
Okay.
So, a lot of the gentlemen, they call in and they want these questions and they want a quick fix to this game of life.
Hey, man, you got to get a better, speak closer to your phone so we can hear you better.
Okay, is that better?
Not really?
Okay. I don't know what's going on with this old phone here, man.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, but I just wanted to add, man, the foundation that we need to be standing on with our principles is a hell of a lot more important than these bitches that we think we're trying to catch. And I just think, myself included, and every man listening needs to know, fall in love with building your foundation, man, and the bitches are coming once they see what you're standing on. That's all.
Well, if you represent it, they're going to really cream when they see it, that you actually presenting what you represent. Otherwise, you're doing what you saying. You know, they love
exactly.
You being strong, stronger than whatever that pussy urge is or whatever the fuck. They love to see that shit, man. You're right, man. It's Big Steve, you said?
Big Steve from Texas, yes, sir.
Yeah, I remember you, man. I remember your voice. Oh, you know what? My phone turned down. That's what that is. Yeah, that's right. That's okay. Why I couldn't hear you, man. Okay, man, I'm going to put you back in. And check this out, you guys. We've been to end this show. But I'm telling you, this is the kind of show I like. Wait a minute. I see somebody else over here. Oh, I ain't going to leave you hanging, man. 847. What's up,
man? I started reading your book, Fears. I just wanted to know, where did you get the idea for it?
Man, I am a product of religion. And Fears is an acronym for False Evidence Appearing Real Syndrome. And it's all about the church. And when you read it, you'll see not the connection to church, but it's basically, it's not true. It's not a true story. It's just my interpretation of what ministers and religion does today, where it started from. You like it so far?
Yeah, I'm at the part where one of the brothers, he wants to venture out to the new world, but the other one's like, you know, I don't think that's a good idea. I think we just ought to stay put. Like,
oh, no, you at the beginning, man. They're not brothers. They're both entities, and they're both opposites. Keep reading, man. That's going to be dope, man. Keep reading. You're at the beginning. Thanks, man.
Are they going to be
ahead.
In print any of these new books?
Do what?
Are they going to be in print any of these new books?
I'm actually going down to the Bay Area. I'm going to get two or three of them in print. And then I'm also do some audio books of the same two or three, whichever I choose. So, yeah, they will be, man. You know, I just got to get to the position to do it.
Oh, and another thing I was curious, how long does it take to finish a book on average for you?
For me to write it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Bruh, I can write a book in about 3 months, but I can't finish it for another 6 months. So it takes me about a year. I get all my ideas out until I, you know, think I'm at the end. And then I don't even make chapters or none of that. I just, you know, put all the shit out until I think I'm at the end. And then I start rereading. And as I reread, I'm going to see different shit that I've left out. And then I'm going to do that about 2 or 3 times going through the book. And then I'm going to start chaptering it out as far as about the 5th or 6th time I read it. And each time I read it, I'm making changes. And then when I actually read it to myself and get through it, I'll read it one more time and I'll read it out loud. And if I can get through that book reading it out loud, it's finished. That's how I write.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I dig it, man. Real cool.
All right, brother. Thanks. Okay. You guys listen to this shit on repeat. You know, you'll see. Rosebud, love you motherfuckers. I talk crazy shit. I mean, you know, I'm always on you. But I love my daddy to death. That motherfucker been dead 30 years. And he never allowed me to win. He always found something wrong with what I was doing. I think I'm like him. You guys be cool.